T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:06 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Of course, we're live and in living color from the Mike Francesa Studios, high above Hudson Street, the 10th floor in Lower Manhattan. We're here till 1 o'clock, Back to the Future, and of course, CMB follows us, Mike follows them. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Where do you want to start today?
I think we got to start.
The new Nick head coach?
Nah.
The disaster that the Mets are, the powerhouse the Yankees are.
I think it's
LeBron
the Yankees.
LeBron is not human. Now, why?
I think it's the Yankees because I think that yesterday's baseball game was just, that was a great baseball game on every level. And it was a surprising baseball game on every level. There were a lot of things about this game that almost felt like it came out of nowhere, and it really had everything. You had the comebacks, you had the controversy, you had drama. I mean, think about the way the game ends. The game ends with Aroldis Chapman on the mound, two men on, two out, reigning, defending, most valuable player award winner at the plate in Jose Altuve. Power versus power, even though Altuve's not a slugger, but he's certainly a powerful hitter. And it ends with the Yankee fan jumping out of their seat and pumping their fist. Not that this is going to erase the American League Championship Series, but I thought what we witnessed over the last 4 days in Houston were four playoff games. It felt like it was almost a continuation of the American League Championship Series. It was a great, great series. I think as a Yankee fan, you really think it was great because you won the damn series. And there were a lot of things about yesterday's game that felt like a loss. When Masahiro Tanaka is cruising through six innings and then comes out in the seventh inning, and all of a sudden the Astros put base runners on, including the controversy Bregman hit batsman, in which he wasn't hit by a pitch.
It was close.
It was close, but he wasn't.
Did it touch any part of his uniform?
I get
any part of it.
Look, I get why they didn't overturn it because you need conclusive evidence.
Right.
But what I would say to you, is there any evidence that it actually did hit him?
Well,
I'd say no.
Yeah. It was hard to tell. I mean, they showed a couple real close-ups and, you know, that's the thing. I mean, if it brushes part of your uniform, I mean, that's a tough call.
And I'm glad on some levels that they kept the call for this reason. Let's say the umpires overturn it and they say, okay, it's not a hit batsman. The Astros were about to get hosed because that was also a wild pitch.
Right.
And you
right.
can't
that's
assume.
That's right. It was a wild pitch. You're right.
But you can't assume the wild pitch, right?
Well, you can't. Not if you hit the guy.
When it's initially called as a hit batsman,
right,
which means the runners wouldn't have advanced.
Right.
The umpires would
maybe
have said.
Maybe that's why they let it go.
I don't know. I'm not sure the reason. I think it just comes down to, you know, when you're overturning a call, and I respect this, when you're overturning a call, you want to make sure that there's enough evidence. And I guess there wasn't anything conclusive in their mind that would overturn it. But you know, looking at the replay, I don't think it hit him. But either way, Tanaka now gets pulled. Chad Green comes in, right away gives up the infield hit to Marwin Gonzalez, gives up the base hit to Brian McCann. And it just feels, especially when the Astros take the lead.
Oh, definitely.
And then Correa hits that bomb onto the train tracks. It just feels like a disappointing loss. And it feels like, all right, you know, it was a split against the Astros. It's not the worst thing in the world. And then the Astros go not to Ken Giles, who clearly is unavailable because he beat the daylights out of himself 2 days earlier. Now, maybe the Astros were afraid. God forbid he blows another save.
I think that's more of that.
He'll crush himself. But they go to Will Harris and then eventually Brad Peacock, and the Yankees rally.
Yeah.
And the Yankees come back.
And
Gleyber Torres gets a big hit.
Absolutely. I'm just going to say, look who gets the big hit. Gleyber Torres. Unbelievable. The Yankees are rolling. We said this before. Was it 12 out of 13 now? And you win. And look what they've done. I mean, you know, you were concerned a little bit about the tough little upgrade in competition. They always beat up the Twins, especially at home. Mm-hmm. And they go on the road and they sweep the Angels. They win three out of four after they lose a tough game in game one with Charlie Morton. And they win three out of four in Houston against the defending world champions. I mean, are you kidding me? 6-1 road trip? 12 out of the last 13? Mm. Look out, man.
Look out. Look out, indeed.
Look out.
I mean, they look like a machine right now.
They do.
And I thought what was so impressive about the comeback was look who started the rally. The rally started with Neil Walker,
yeah.
Miguel
yeah.
Andujar,
yeah.
and Aaron Hicks.
Yeah.
Not exactly.
Nope, not the
top of the order of 2, 3, 4.
Not the murderer's row guys.
No. And I really thought, and who knows what this game looks like, Bregman made a terrible decision on the Judge ground ball. Terrible. There is very unlikely you're turning a double play there. He instead has got to cut down the lead run.
Yeah.
And instead,
no, you're right. You're right.
I think that was a bad, bad decision. And instead, he goes for the double play, doesn't turn it. I thought there was a good slide there, if I'm not mistaken, by Glaber. I think Glaber was the one sliding in mm-hmm. at second base, if memory serves correct. I thought he made a good slide. Not that it would have mattered, because I think Judge is beating it out. Aaron Judge is a
he could run. He definitely could run. We see how he plays right field.
No doubt about it. So I thought Bregman there made a bad decision. The Yankees take the lead. And, you know, you talk about how surprising it was. Look back into the eighth inning. The Astros go to Chris Devenski. And Chris Devenski just blows the Yankees away like they had no shot. Boom, boom, boom. Strikes out mm-hmm. the side. And I'm telling you, just watching this game, the feel
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it looked like for sure Houston was winning the game.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
They're done.
Big comeback win for Houston. They split the series, like you said. But the Yankees don't let it happen.
No.
They don't let it happen.
And I think it would have been one of those losses where you're disappointed, but you say, okay,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what? It
yeah,
wasn't bad.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
got a split in Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
You swept the Angels. It's a good road trip. The Astros are a really good baseball team. No harm, no foul. Let's move on. So, because I kind of felt that way going into the game, and even when they blew the lead, yeah, it's not the end of the world. And they just respond. And I don't know if there's a message sent. I'm not sure if the Astros remember this if they play in October. I don't know if they care. But that was a really, really good win by the Yankees. And give Chapman credit. He gets the first two outs. Then the Astros get the base runner on the K in the wild pitch. He gives up the base hit. You're facing Jose Altuve, who the Yankees did a great job on in this series. I mean, Altuve did nothing. He really didn't. He didn't do anything yesterday. He took the over. And the Yankees are able to escape from Houston with a victory in what was, and get it as a Yankee fan, you love it. They won 3 out of 4. And if you hate the Yankees, you're disappointed. Take a step back. As a baseball fan, this is what this is all about, baby. This was great baseball. That's the way I look at it. This was a great series between two elite baseball teams.
Yeah, there you go. And it certainly was a great, I don't know if the Astros would agree it was a great series, but it was certainly a great series for the Yankees. And right now, I tell you, we've talked about it all year. This is a loaded baseball team, and they are loaded. And if you're going to tell me that Gleyber Torres now is going to be a, you know, another one of the loaded, if you want to say, boy, oh, boy. Really, look out.
There's one negative, and it's not really a negative from anything going on the field. It's the negative of what I think is going to happen, and I think it's going to annoy some Yankee fans, and that's how does Brandon Drury get back on this roster?
Right.
And I think there's a chance. I brought this up the other day. I would not be surprised if they sent Miguel Andujar down to AAA.
Really?
That would not surprise me.
Well, think about it.
Cashman has asked yesterday about Neil Walker, who you would figure could be the guy who's
right.
the odd man out.
Yeah, you could let him go.
And if you just believe Brian Cashman's words, he talked glowingly about Neil Walker, saying, really, does it make sense to get rid of a guy like that? So just based on his words, I don't think they're getting rid of Neil Walker. I think they want Andujar to play every single day. That just wouldn't surprise me. And I think that would be disappointing if you're a Yankee fan. I think that'd be the word I'd use.
What, to send Andujar down?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would agree. If I'm running this show, he's playing third and Torres is playing second until further notice. I mean, that would be me. So I don't know. I don't know. It's Brandon Drury coming back. It's not Greg Nettles.
It's not even, you know what, Joe? It's not to me even about Brandon Drury. It's about Neil Walker. More than Brandon Drury, because Drury's 25 years old. He's a young guy.
Right,
he's a versatile guy.
Right.
He's a good baseball player. I don't think he's got the upside of Andujar, like you said. I don't think he's going to be an MVP candidate or anything like that. But I think he's a solid Major League Baseball player who the Yankees gave something up for. I think it's more about Neil Walker. And it's not to say Neil Walker isn't a Major League Baseball player. He is. But I just think when you look at the roster and you look at what you have, and this is, by the way, a great problem to have if you're the Yankees. You're talking about too much talent. I mean, that debate.
Yeah.
To me, it would be very difficult to not play Andujar and Gleyber Torres every day. I want to see him every single day. And even though Andujar until recently had a little bit of a batting slump, everybody goes through batting slumps. The guy, I think, has shown enough offensively where, to me, I want him every day.
Of course.
Same thing, obviously, with Gleyber Torres. It's not about Jury. It's about Neil Walker. And no disrespect to Neil Walker. I think there's a lot of teams he could help. But for the Yankees, really?
I'd be screaming about it. I mean, you look at if they sent Andujar down. I mean, you look at this team right now, seriously. I mean, and could you imagine if Greg Bird was playing and playing, you know, and it was healthy. But even with that, I mean, you look at this team. You got Austin at first. You got Torres at second. You got Didi at short. You got Andujar at third. You got Stanton. You got Hicks if you want to throw him in there as a younger guy than Gardner. You got Judge and you got Sanchez. What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, it's tremendous.
And here's the other thing. And this is really, to me, the unbelievable thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not paying Judge. They're not paying Sanchez, right? They're not paying Torres. They're not playing Andujar, really. They're not paying Austin. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Think about the guys.
Oh, my God.
The guy or one of the guys offensively, position player-wise, that they're paying is Jacoby Ellsbury.
Right. Well, that's one of them. Okay, that kind of makes up for it a little bit that he's not paying anybody else.
Right.
But outside of really Stanton, okay, really, I mean, I don't know what kind of money Didi's making, but whatever.
Reasonable amount.
Reasonable. Nothing, you know, crazy.
Right.
I mean, they got this team on the cheap.
They do.
And it's unbelievable.
Eventually, you'll have to pay everybody,
well,
but for now, you enjoy it.
But they got a while.
And the other thing is, you look at their record, you look at where they are, and you're giddy, and then you say, well, is everything clicking right now for the Yankees? And the answer is no. I mean, Brett Gardner's done nothing.
Yeah.
You know? And that's great when you can have the record you have, play the kind of baseball you're having, and still point at a couple of guys on your roster and say they're going to be better. Giancarlo is another one.
Well,
he obviously broke out against Keuchel,
right,
but overall,
right.
Giancarlo's going to heat up. Brett Gardner's going to heat up, too, because Brett Gardner is, to me, what he is the back of his baseball card. He's not a 205 hitter.
No.
He's better than that.
But Brett Gardner, to me, is, you know, he's a complimentary guy on his team. You know, I mean, you know, you can live. The Yankees can live and live well if Brett Gardner, you know, hits 205 all year and is not really, you know, being productive. I mean, I that's the way I look
at
it.
Well, I think eventually they would get him out of the leadoff hole if he was hitting 205.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. But he's a complimentary guy.
Sure.
He's not a guy that I have to have him produce for this team to win.
You know what's funny about this team? Obviously, you're right about that. But I think that they are so deep and have so much talent that there is going to be things like that where guys aren't hitting and you'll still be able to manage to score runs.
Exactly.
Because you have
now
four guys in this lineup, and I think Didi's proving he's one of them, that can carry an offense when they're locked in.
Yep.
Judge, Stanton, Sanchez, and now Didi.
Yep.
So, yeah, you can live with, you know, Aaron Hicks missing a little bit of time when he was hurt, Brett Gardner not hitting as much, even Giancarlo not hitting as much. The questions in the infield, because remember, on opening day, the infield looked a little bit different than what it has now become.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is injury, and obviously the young guys have come up, and they've succeeded for the most part. But I think it just reminds you that the Yankees are really good right now, and they could get better.
Yep.
That's the scary part.
That's exactly right. They could get better. And they're a young, and that's the other thing, as I'm talking about not making any money to most of these guys. This is a young team. This team is young. I mean, most of the core of this team is really young guys.
No doubt.
I mean, they are set up, you know, barring any catastrophes, and rarely do the Yankees have catastrophes. I mean, they are set up for a long time. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
It shows you how quickly things can change because it wasn't that long ago. In fact, it was 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago today, the Yankees were 7.5 games out of first place.
Were they 9-9 2 weeks ago today?
That's right.
And
they were
since
9.
Since then, they're 12-1.
Yes. And they've gained a lot of ground, obviously.
Of course.
And they were 7.5 games back, and it was reasonable. It was a reasonable concern after that loss against the Blue Jays where Sonny Gray got knocked out in the fourth inning. It was reasonable to be nervous about, boy, you know, you don't want to drop 10 games back. You know, you don't want to put yourself in that big of a hole. It's not crazy, Joe, to think that by the end of the weekend, the New York Yankees are going to be a first-place team.
Yep.
They're
only
game back.
And then they got the big showdown with the Red Sox next week, too.
Absolutely. So even if the Red Sox, who lost last night because David Price was god-awful, even if the Red Sox...
A surprise.
Yes. Well, it's only surprising because it wasn't the Yankees.
Right, right.
And by the way, David's next start against the Yankees.
Yeah, hello.
But even if the Red Sox survive the weekend in first place as they take on the last-place Texas Rangers, like you said, Joe, they got to face the Yankees next week.
Yep.
And with the way the Yankees are playing, I think there's a very good chance that the Yankees are going to be a first-place team very soon.
Do they see Kluber this weekend with Cleveland?
They do not see Corey Kluber this weekend, nor will they see Chris Sale next week. In fact, here are the guys they will see over the weekend.
Go ahead.
They will see Trevor Bauer on Saturday.
Right.
That's tomorrow.
He of the Astros doctoring the ball.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. Yankees better be careful. If you do something wrong, Bauer's going to call you out on it.
Right.
Even if you're not doing anything wrong. Josh Tomlin is tonight. So it's Tomlin tonight.
He's pitched great.
Bauer tomorrow. And then Clevinger, who's been awesome. Mike Clevinger's been great.
Right. He's been good.
He's been very good. He's going to pitch Sunday. So, yeah, they miss Corey Kluber. Not that the Yankees really miss Corey Kluber, considering what they did to him in October last year.
Right, but still.
But still, sure. And they miss Chris Sale as of right now, unless the Red Sox made
a change. So who's pitching? What do they got? Porcello, Price, and who else?
Pomeranz. Here's your matchups for next week.
Go ahead.
Luis Severino against Drew Pomeranz.
Right.
Advantage Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
Masahiro Tanaka, David Price, advantage Yankees.
It could be, you know, anybody.
It would be me. I'd have advantage.
right. Well, I mean, as long as you're on the Yankees.
If I'm on the Yankees, I'm facing David Price.
Right.
And I'll give the Red Sox. Now, I don't know. CeCe's been great, but CeCe, Rick Porcello in the finale. Both have been great.
They've been good.
Call it a wash.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Because both of them
I'll
have been great.
That's fine.
And that's your matchup next week. So it's going to be a fun 6 days for the Yankees as they complete what was a tremendous, exhilarating victory against the Astros.
And a great road trip, 6-1 against the Angels and the Astros. Not bad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.